Proverbs 19:23 says, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil." We talked about the blessing of the fear of the Lord, and it tends to life and causes the believer to abide satisfied. We also discussed the reality that the godless with no fear of the Lord is never satisfied. Or as the godless rock group, the Rolling Stones, sang, "I can't get no satisfaction." Well, with Christ, we get satisfaction. I love how Psalm 22:26 puts it, "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever." Isn't that great? And our proverb closes saying that in addition to all of that, the one who has a biblical fear of the Lord, he shall not be visited with evil. Now, we have to be careful to understand the context. It's in reference to our own actions here. If we live with the fear of the Lord, then we're not going to give in to sin from fear of man, for example. We're not going to be ashamed of the gospel. As Hebrews 13:6 says, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." We fear the Lord, so we do not fear man. So there are two main points here. Number one, our fear of the Lord means we are believers and we belong to God, so we will not suffer punishment for our sins, we will not go to hell, we will not go to a lake of fire. Number two, our fear of the Lord also means that we will not cause evil to come down on our own heads or visit us. It's true that God's people face evil every day. That's happened always through every dispensation from the time of the fall. But our proverb is specifically telling us that if we live with the fear of the Lord, we will not cause evil to come down on our own heads. I love how Acts 9:31 says, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." Now, Christians suffered persecution in the book of Acts. They faced evil. But when the persecution lifted, there was peace and comfort. Why? Because, as it says here, they were walking in the fear of the Lord. So they were not causing evil to visit them. And so whenever the wicked weren't persecuting them and such things weren't happening, there was no cause for evil to come on them because they lived or were walking in the fear of the Lord. Life is going to happen. We face illnesses, economic downturns. We just have to deal with evil family members, evil neighbors, evil co-workers, evil people road raging for no reason, evil people in political office causing evil to visit us with never-ending war, inflation, increased taxation, etc. But those who live with the fear of the Lord will not bring evil upon themselves. You live for the glory of God, and you will minimize the consequences of bad choices and of bad living. That's the bottom line. I always told my kids, I said, "Listen, life is difficult enough as it is. Don't add to the difficulties by being stupid or wicked." I said that so many times over the years, I lost track. Sadly, many kids just don't listen. But those of us who do, we benefit from the positive effects of having the fear of the Lord. And it's crazy because you hear most Christians today, they act like the fear of the Lord is a bad thing. It's something we shouldn't have. And of course, as we said many times, we don't fear His wrath and eternal hell, but we have a healthy fear of who He is and His character. And we know He will not put up with sin. And the fear of the Lord tends to life, causes us to abide satisfied, and keeps evil from visiting us as a result of our own invitation for evil to visit us. Amen.